Yeah, we do have a sound pioneer standing by now to join us.
Our absolute pioneer.
Second special guest tonight. I don't know how long it's been since he's been on the program. A long time, but he continues to create and produce and make available some of the most ethereal sounds you'll ever hear.
Marvelous.
And I think he's standing by now. He's there. Yassos.
Are you there? Yassos. Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Fine.
We're fine. Now, this
good.
Is our guest is, for those of you who haven't seen his name at Rents.com, is Yassos. That's spelled I-A-S-O-S. Yeah, you can tell he's an Irishman.
Now, I've known Yassos for over 2,000 years, and we met in this lifetime in either 1976 or 77, and we've been good friends and brothers and supporters of one another's work. I saw this figure on a stage going back to the 70s, and I thought it was a nature spirit up there, bouncing all over the stage.
That's me.
Making this most incredible music and sounds. And first he'd blow and make some noise, and then he'd come over there. I thought, I know that's only one person, but how can he do it? And I've since learned that's just one of the marvels of my friend Yassos.
Well, thank you, Brad.
Now, if you can, all of you, go to his website, and we're going to play some examples of music from his, if I should call it music. What do you call it, Yassos?
Celestial music.
We do use music, then. All right. Very good. His website is yassos.com. That's I-A-S-O-S.com. And you can click on his name, or you can just type it in and remember. Go there. Now, the new CD you have out, which I have here, and we're going to play two or three selections from, is called Realms of Light. Now, light and the prismatic and brilliance and beauty of the light spectrum is certainly linked inextricably to sound. How do you view the two as sharing the stage in your life? Light and
here's
sound.
Here's exactly how. First of all, I don't think there's any built-in obligation for music to do something or light to do something, but they are capable of doing certain things, and I'm focusing on some of their capabilities. Music is capable of inducing divine emotions. Visuals are capable of inducing divine thought forms. When they're working together synchronistically and synergistically, the combined influence ignites or triggers states of expanded consciousness, and that's the whole point of my current focus, which is to create a DVD version of Realms of Light, where the visuals are as celestial as the music.
That's going to be a challenge. Geez.
Wow.
I've spent 3 years learning video effects, because nobody was doing the kind of video effects I wanted to see, that I was seeing in my mind, and then I've spent 1 year reviewing all my notes from the first 3 years of studying it. Now I'm about ready to actually create the visuals.
Were you able to learn the kinds of things you wanted to acquire? Do you think you can do justice to the music?
Yes.
With the technology you have
match.
Now? Good.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're exactly a perfect match. Yeah,
wow.
It's wonderful. It's on my website. If you go to the video clips page, there are 10 excerpts where people can see examples of the kind of visuals I've been cooking up.
Okay.
The music, talk about combining, you know, in the seminars for years, I've used Yassos' music.
Yeah.
And again, the effect that it has on the listener, some of the angelic realms. And I mean, I really think, Yassos, that you travel out of the body to go to those higher realms, because the way you have reproduced, I mean, it is...
Thank you, Brad. I have to share with you my initial passion, which got me involved in making this my life's work. I'd had a few brief experiences with other people's music where for a few seconds the music would transport me to other wonderful dimensions. And then boom, it would snap me back to normal rock and roll. I thought, gosh, if music is capable of doing that, wouldn't it be great if you could create music that could put you there and then keep you there for an extended period of time?
Right.
So that was my passion.
And
I think it's created a vibrational gateway.
You've achieved it, brother. Again and again.
Thank you.
Kind of like a longer vacation. You get that. Get that couple hours.
Vacation.
Chatting with both of you at the same time.
We're going to take a break and do visit yassos.com. What a beautiful website and lots of amazing things to do and see. We're going to play some clips from his new CD, Realms of Light, and continue our conversation after this. Okay, and we're back with Yassos. Oh, you know, I don't know why, but this just popped into my head. Now, this is strange. I got to ask you. Do you probably this is a question for both. Do you guys remember the Christian Liberace named Dino, the piano player?
No.
No.
You never saw him on TV?
No.
Jared does, my producer. I do. Yeah, this guy was, he would just go up and down that keyboard, and I think Yassos, you'd like it. I'm not saying he's even in your league, but the guy was amazing. He's probably still playing somewhere. Anyway, he had the big, pretty boy hair, and he dressed to the nines, and a 30-foot-long grand piano, and it was a Liberace shtick, but it was a Christian evangelical thing. Anyway,
Christian
I don't know why.
Evangelical Liberace.
Don't know where I got that, but it was just one of those things. I was listening to the music there, and I heard piano, and I thought of Dino. I don't know. I guess I need some help. I don't know.
No, all right. You're doing great. You don't need help.
Yassos, my friend, shall we play some of Rapture of the Heart, Waltz of the Swaying Hearts, The Fountain of Creation?
You pick a piece, and I'd love to say a little bit about whichever piece you pick.
Well, we've got the whole CD here, my friend. You're the maestro.
Well, Rapture of the Heart, the first cut, is about someone whose heart gets so filled with love and ecstatic feelings that at a certain point he can't contain it anymore, and it ignites and explodes into a higher octave of ecstatic feeling.
I think we need that.
The planet could use it.
I think the world could use that.
I don't know if I'm ready for it. Mm. All right. I mean, how could you be in the same room with somebody that got that?
Well, let's find out.
You should see what I went through when I composed it.
Well, you came back down to earth. We know that. So hold on.
No, I'm not composing it. I'm serious. Normally, I sit in front of the keyboard synthesizer and record whatever comes into my mind. But on that piece, it was so intense, it was blasting me back as if there was a wind pushing me back. And it looked like I was hamming it up with an audience, but I was by myself. I was thinking, well, this is ridiculous. Let me sit up again. And again, it would immediately blast me back so my hands could barely reach the keyboard, and I composed the whole thing like that. It was such an intense feeling.
Wow. I'll bet it was almost 10 years ago when you were first on the program playing some of your music then, Yassos.
98.
Yeah, 8 years ago. 9 years ago. And before we play this clip, let me just ask you, you were astonishing then. How much further along do you think you are now compared to where you were then? And how have you gotten where you are now? Is it all through your own work, or do you think you're getting some divine guidance, a little nudge here, a little nudge there? What's going on with you?
Brad knows the answer to that.
I know the answer.
Extensively. You want to answer that, Brad?
No, I'll let you do it, brother.
At a certain point in my life, I had an experience where in a flash I suddenly remembered another being. And I remembered that he and I had made an agreement to work together, and we made this agreement before I was born. This being's name is Vista. He's a very high-level light being. And the idea was that I would incarnate on Earth, and he would transmit music and visual ideas to me, and I would do my best to receive them and make it publicly available in a form that other people could sense, meaning air sound waves and visuals that people can see. So I've been working with this being, and I was hearing heavenly music in my mind before I had this recognition, but I didn't know it was coming from. It just sounded like heavenly music in my mind, as if you're wearing headphones, but without headphones. But once I became aware of him, it facilitated the telepathic connection and made it even stronger. So yes, I'm sort of like a step-down transformer for a being named Vista, and I'm a humble branch office of this wonderful being.
So the credit for composition should be Yasos hyphen, and what was his name?
Vista.
Vista.
Yasos
like
hyphen Vista.
System.
So you have, no, let's not go there. I still don't understand how anybody who honestly compares Mac and PC would ever go with a PC. I don't understand it. But
I think they're both great.
Well, you're a true politician at heart. I'm not.
Oh,
right,
but
here we go.
I honestly mean that.
Okay. More power. Let's see. We're going to play a little piece from Yasso's new CD, Realms of Light, called Rapture of the Heart. It's four, almost 5 minutes long. We're just going to play a portion of it, though.
Of
Here
course.
We go. And that's just a portion of Rapture of the Heart. Beautiful, just beautiful.
Dude.
There's only one Yasos.
You know, I would like to say something about emotions, if I may.
Sure.
Certainly.
Through working with music for many years, I've become very sensitive to emotions, since music affects emotions, so I've learned a lot inadvertently about emotions. One of the things I've learned is that just like on a piano, you have different octaves with the same note, like middle C or C an octave higher and C an octave higher, the same is true with emotions. An octave higher, by the way, means twice the frequency. For example, la, la, that second note is twice the frequency of the first one. An octave lower is half the frequency. Well, the same principle applies with emotions. So you can have an emotion like gladness, and if you double that frequency, you have happiness. And if you double that frequency, you have ecstasy. And if you double that frequency, you have rapture. And if you go a few frequencies higher, a few octaves higher, then you're in the realm where angels cruise emotionally. That's where they hang out. Humans are not familiar, basically, most of them, with those types of emotions, but they're there. So one of the things that Vista is trying to get across with my assistance is to expose people to higher octave versions of music, of feelings that they're already familiar with. For example, instead of just happiness, a higher octave of ecstasy. Instead of love, a higher octave of infinite unconditional love. So that's one of his intentions, is by exposing people through music to higher octave versions of harmonious feelings.
Mm-hmm. But it takes a vessel. It takes a vessel such as you.
And when you asked before, how far can this go? It's an infinite open-ended universe, so
infinite,
there's no upper limit.
But I told Yasos some years ago that, you know, like he, I've heard these heavenly sounds as a child, but I'm so frustrated. And Jeff, I've said this to you, I'm so frustrated. I have no musical ability. And Yasos says, yes, you could get a synthesizer. I know Brad. No. It's you have to be such as you are, Yasos. You were a vessel since you were a child. You went through the evolution, spiritual evolution, to reach this point so that you can receive this and share it with others. Not everyone can appreciate, everyone can benefit, but not everyone can create and have that, go to that realm the way you do. I mean,
Thank you.
There's a section in the new Angel book that Sherry and I will have coming out hopefully this fall. I mean, a good book, a massive book, and we have section on Yaso saying, you know, the man who brings angel realm to earth, and that's what you do.
Thank you, Brad. I have to tell you something funny. On the higher dimensions, they're always looking for musical channels on earth to bring through heavenly music that will raise
people. Well, it ain't me, babe.
But there's certain criteria that they look for, okay? One of them is, you know, understanding music, another one being telepathically sensitive. But the most important one is what they call follow-through, meaning that once they can get that seed music vision into the person's consciousness, he will manifest it, make it publicly available. And that's where 99% of the people fall back. So
right.
They can't really take someone seriously as a channel for music unless they sense the person has follow-through. Now, in my case, I'm not as sensitive as other musical channels could be. But they think of me as a tank. If we can just get it through his thick head, if we can just get this musical vision through his thick head, we know that he's like a tank. He will manifest it no matter what.
Well, I guess my area is books and yours is music, brother.
Yeah.
Well, where does that leave me? All right. Well okay.
Jeff, I want to say this. Jeff, you are performing such a profound function. There is such a massive amount of lying going on planet Earth. And what you're doing is such a breath of fresh air, parentheses, truth.
Amen.
It's a profound function. I am deeply grateful.
Well, thank you, my
there
friend.
You
I
are,
appreciate
Jeff.
That.
That's
thank
it.
You. Thank you. We'll pause and come right back. Great music. Wonderful music. Glad you're back with us tonight, our third hour. Brad and Jeff and our special guest, Yasos. Yasos, what about sound and healing? How does that work? I've always felt, and Brad and I have talked about this, that really quality sound, and I don't know where you draw the line. That's a very subjective thing to say, but sound in its purest form and most effective form and sound of a higher calling, I think, actually is received by the body's DNA. I think that double helix is some kind of an antenna, but that's just a hunch.
Yeah, to receive it on many levels, that's one of them.
Yeah. So, about healing and sound.
There are four primary ways that sound can induce healing: physical resonance, emotional resonance, intent, and belief. Let me briefly go over each of these. Physical resonance means sound is pulsing airwaves, and it can shake up the molecules and rearrange them in a more orderly way. Hans Jenny did a lot of wonderful research where you could visualize the effects of sound, and basically, if you have like a fine powder on a plate and that plate is being shaken by a speaker underneath it, and if you put just a pure sine wave through that speaker, so the sound is shaking to that, at certain frequencies, the randomly arranged powder magically transforms into the most perfect symmetric patterns.
I just have to interrupt here and say, agreement, Sherry does that same Hans Jenning demonstration in her healing workshop.
Yes, because that's the way for people to get it intuitively faster than anything else when they see it.
Mm-hmm.
See it and hear it simultaneously, because that shows how sound can induce order out of randomness.
It's astonishing.
And that's what healing is. It's a higher state of coherency or order, okay?
And Dr. Emoto's work with photographing water molecules exposed to various sounds is also pretty compelling.
Tremendous. And that gets to the second one, which is emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional resonance. Emotional resonance means, you know, two things vibrating together. Like if you start laughing, I start laughing, that's emotional resonance. Well, music is a conductor of emotions. Of course, that's obvious. Music affects your emotions. So the way emotional resonance for healing works is this. Harmonious music can induce harmonious feelings, and then the harmonious feelings induce the good health.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, the harmonious feelings induce optimistic thoughts, and the optimistic thoughts also induce good health. So it's a step reaction where the harmonious music induces harmonious feelings, that in turn induces optimistic thoughts, and then both the harmonious feelings and the optimistic thoughts induce better health. Now, the third one is intention. Intention can ride on top of a sound wave, just like if you're by the side of a lake. If a motorboat goes by, you have these slow waves rolling by towards the shore, and if you throw a tiny pebble, it'll make tiny waves, and those tiny waves ride on top of the big rolling waves from the boat. Well, just like the tiny waves can ride on top of the big ones, likewise, intention can ride on top of sound waves. So you can intend that the music will have a particular effect.
Just pause there a minute. Go over that just a little bit more in depth, please, Jansus.
Okay. One sound vibration can ride on top of another one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're by the seashore and there's slow waves rolling in, just imagine
right.
them rolling in,
mm-hmm.
then you throw in a tiny rock which makes tiny, tiny fast waves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those tiny fast waves will also be riding on top of the big rolling waves. That's an example mm-hmm. of how one vibration can ride on top of another one. And that is a metaphor, an analogy for how intention can ride on top of sound waves.
Uh-huh.
This not only means that if I create music, I intend it to be healing. It is so powerful that even if you play a CD that someone else created and you want this to have a healing effect on your friend that's sick, when you play that CD, if you put out the strong intention that it have a healing effect on your friend, then your intention is actually riding on top of those sound waves going to your friend. That's how powerful intention is.
And then, unfortunately, negatively, martial music, off-the-war music, charge the other person.
They're all there. It's a big universe from the fully demonic to the most heavenly. It's all there.
Yes, can be used the same way then to achieve a negative violence.
Yes, yes. It's a full spectrum. And then the fourth way is belief, which simply means if you believe certain music is healing, then it will be healing. And this is so true that imagine the most destructive sound you can think of, perhaps the sound of a jackhammer or the sound of a machine gun, the most destructive sound you can think of. If you can convince someone that is a healing sound, then for them it actually will be healing.
So the intent actually overrides the chaos of the sound, the sonic influence on the molecules. The intent is that strong.
Is a separate issue from belief.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is Dr. Emoto's work, where rock and roll produces the most erratic configurations at the molecular level of water, it looks like an auto wreck. But you're suggesting that intent can alter that?
Modify, but it's so destructive to begin with that you'd have a lot of...
you're
swimming upstream on that one.
We do know that if you take a glass of water, and I think we've talked about this, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
we have.
Mm-hmm.
And write on a piece of tape, I love you, and put it on the water glass, it changes the molecular configuration within the water.
What Emoto did was profound because it's the first real proof that your consciousness affects matter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in the snowflakes.
Sure.
And then when you realize that your body is 80% water, wait a minute, does that mean that my thoughts and feelings affect my body? Wow, what a thought.
Now,
all diseases are really psychosomatic. I'm waiting for medicine to catch up to that.
Yeah, you know, the way we've used Yasso's music very often in our workshops, Jeff, is that we will play some of this beautiful angelic music, and then we will, male and female vibration, we will lead the people on a guided meditation for healing, and we have several techniques and several scenarios that we use. And there again is the demonstration of what Yasuo is saying, because the intent of us are sharing myself in these workshops then is to help people reach their inner selves so that they can heal. We don't claim to heal. We don't claim, but we say, you know, combined with the Yasuo's music, this is an instrument of healing. And we have received and achieved marvelous results. And I'm not going to make any, you know, weird claims because, again, that's something we do not want to do. And I know Yasuo's, but these are instruments of healing. And people misunderstand. They think you are the healer. And we've been in, you know, just some terrible situations where people call up. I know you can heal my wife of cancer. I know if you, and we try to explain, you know, we're only the instruments, you know.
And truly, each person heals himself.
Exactly. So what we do then is utilize your music with guided visualization to help each participant, if it is to be, and if it is his destiny, let's be a little melodramatic here, then it will happen.
You know, there's a general principle I'd like to share with people concerning using music for healing. This doesn't apply just to my music, but any music. The more an emotion is love-filled, the more that heals the body, and the farther an emotion strays from love, the more that emotion poisons the body.
Good
so,
advice.
If you find any music that for you is filled with love, just know that that music will help heal.
Well stated. Well stated. May we hear another cut from Yasuo's new CD?
Let's
Why
hear
don't we put a little bit of The Angels of Purity, which is a group of angels, female angels, that were singing, and I did it. It's funny. I have to share this. When I was receiving this piece, I was sensing about maybe 9 female angels above me to the right who were singing these beautiful phrases, musical phrases. One of them was the music leader of the others. And then they would sing a phrase of notes, I'd write it down, sing another phrase of notes, write it down. And then I played back to see if I got it right. And when I had a phrase not right, they wouldn't communicate intellectually, they communicate emotionally. They'd send me about like, no, that isn't really quite right. So then I try it again. And they go, and then, well, sing it to me again. And then when I get it right, they go, and then I knew that I got it. So then this is
the heavenly sigh of approval.
Yeah, just play a little bit of it.
We have to take a break. I don't want to interrupt, so do our business here and come back. On the back of Yasuo's CD, Realms of Light, it says 3D music, 3D stereo. This music
they listen with headphones.
Yeah, this music will tend to induce a three-dimensional picture or a hologram in your mind if you use headphones, close your eyes, and focus your attention on the music. And I can see that. Headphones do amazing things to the listening experience. All right. Stand by. We'll be right back with more. Okay, and welcome back. We're going to listen to now The Angels of Purity. That's track 3 on Realms of Light by Yasuo's.
I'm gone.
You know, the interesting thing is when people listen to music like that, for some people they don't relate to it, so just strange sounds. For other people, it's nice. For other people, they actually tap into angelic realms while listening to it, some for the first time. And so in those cases, music can function as a vibrational gateway to help people connect to dimensions or realms that they were not before familiar with. And the interesting thing is, once they use the music a few times to get there, then they no longer need the training wheels of the music. They can get there without the music.
Well, I'll tell you, with headphones on, and you folks listening, it's a quantum leap further, as beautiful
as
that
is. That is, you know, because you can get a very precisely defined holographic picture with headphones, because the left channel goes only to the left ear, the right channel goes only to the right ear, and therefore you can manipulate and create a highly defined hologram for people to experience. Whereas with speakers, you know, the left channel goes to both ears, the right channel goes to both.
Yeah, very good point, very important point, too.
Yeah. The thing, I don't know if this is going to come across the way I intended, but we've had this album of Yasso sent it to time ago, so I've heard it a number of times, but I don't know if this will come out right. Whenever I listen to it, it's as if I'm hearing it for the first time, and yet, and that's what I say, I don't know if it'll come, I don't know, it's as if I'm hearing it for the first time, and yet, on one level, it's so familiar, as if I have heard it all my life.
I get feedback from people that they get homesick when they hear my music because it reminds them of their home on heavenly realms.
Well, that's
what you were saying, Brad.
Homesick when they hear it.
This cut does to me. I mean, I'm gone with that.
That sounds like home.
Yeah, it does.
Once I was doing a workshop and I played a recording I made called Fairy Laughter, and one woman started crying when she heard it. And I asked her why she was crying after the workshop. She said because it reminded her how happy things really are on other levels that she remembers as home.
Well, you know, as I said, and I know it was said semi-humorously, but I meant it sincerely. The first time I saw you, I thought, you know, you're from another dimension. You're from another
world.
Well,
Brad and I immediately recognized each other when we first met. We immediately recognized each other.
Yeah, and like I said, I wasn't kidding at the beginning when I said I think I've known Yasso for 2,000 years. But
I also feel that way.
But met him in this life, what was it, 76, 77?
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter, no.
Yeah.
But those were all, and neither of us has aged a day since.
When I visited my relatives in Greece, it's, oh my God, you look the same.
Well, we're all 39.
Yes, we're all 39.
I have my body tuned to the 19-year-old version of me because I liked how I was then.
Oh, that's
That
nice.
Works.
That works.
All right, back in a minute. Stand by. Okay, back with Yasso's. A few minutes to go, Yasso's. Would you like to hear another selection from your CD? What would you like
to
do?
Why don't we put on Waltz of the Swinging Hearts, because it comes closest to conventional music.
All right.
I have to tell you, when I received this piece, when I realized what I was getting, I said, hey, you guys are sending me a waltz. I thought I was supposed to be doing celestial music. You're sending me a waltz. And they said, well, why don't you make it a celestial version of a waltz?
Neat.
Right,
celestial wall.
Let's hear it. Well, it is a little traditional. It almost sounds like a grand ballroom.
Well, you know, what occurred to me, the first couple of minutes, write lyrics for them. They would make a wonderful love song.
Yeah, well, the feeling of that piece was two people in love. You know, it's called Waltz with a Swing Arch.
Exactly. Yeah. I just thought that came to my mind, you know, right?
May I share something that just came to my mind that's not directly related to what we just said, but, you know, consciousness is an infinite spectrum. There's no limit to consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And for each state of consciousness, there's music that caters to that state of consciousness, and there are musicians who specialize in that state of consciousness. And
all right.
You hear music that is on your wavelength, wow, it's fantastic. There's also music that functions as an up escalator to nudge you to higher and higher states. It's like continuously going up.
Mm-hmm.
And that music can function to take you from whatever level of consciousness you're on to a slightly, slightly nudged, more expanded state.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're certainly helping millions to expand their consciousness.
Thank you, Brett.
Go ahead, please.
When people are listening to music, any music, the most important thing is take dominion over your feelings. All you need to do is ask yourself one question. How does my heart feel about this music? If it feels good, great, enjoy it. If it doesn't, turn it off or get away from it fast.
I find myself doing that with nearly everything I hear on the radio today.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't take dominion. It's like allowing garbage in your house. You have to be discriminating because, you know, with thoughts, there's an intellectual sensor we can filter out thoughts you don't agree with, but music bypasses all sensors and has a profound, saturating effect on your emotional body.
Well, sure
does. Yeah. I've always, you know, I've always enjoyed certain aspects of popular music, but I just cannot relate to the music I hear today. I'm just out of it. I just can't.
Relate. It's getting the so-called pop music that our young people listen to. It generally sounds like three or four variations on the same song or the same thematic material over and over. It is so, it's desultory. It's just vapid emptiness.
But what's happening there is that the emotions of that music are not emotions you enjoy feeling. The musicians are merchants selling emotions served on the platter of sound.
Right.
And when you like the emotion of the music, you say, I like that music. So musical preferences really boils down to emotional preferences.
Sure. Well
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yassos, thank you very much for being here. Thanks for the CD. I'll enjoy it, as always.
It's my pleasure.
It's great
and
to have you.
I want to thank you, Jeff. What you're doing is such a profound service on the planet. God bless you.
Well, thank you. I'm more than honored to be able to do it. I think you know that. And I look forward to having you back with us again with some more music. We'll pursue this fascinating
and Brad,
world of sound.
I wanted to thank Brad because, Brad, what you're doing is a unique service where you're making people more conscious of other dimensions besides the obvious physical dimension. So thank you for that profound service.
Well, thank you for appreciating it. And as I said, we've been kind of a mutual support team over the years, and I know that will grow ever more. So take care, brother.
I love you both.
Thank you, Yassos. Good night.
Good night.
Worlds beyond our own.
Mm-hmm.
The music kind of fits with that.
Yeah.